For a wash that's sparkling clean with less rinsing work, use new Deep Cleaning Oxidol. With just one rinse, Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Oxidol's own Ma Perkins. Ladies, here's wonderful wash day news. Today, there's an amazing new Oxidol that brings you everything you ever wanted in a laundry suds. New Oxidol washes clothes sparkling white and clean. Gives you deep, clean washes with just one rinse. And you women who want to save rinsing work and time, listen. With just one rinse, new Oxidol washes your clothes cleaner of graying dirt than any no-rinse suds. Deep clean. Gloriously white and bright, beautifully soft and fluffy, wonderfully fresh and sweet-smelling. In fact, with just one rinse, new Oxidol washes clothes cleaner of dulling film than any leading soap with two rinses. Clothes look clean, feel clean, even smell clean with this amazing new Oxidol. Now, here's why Oxidol gives such thrilling results and saves rinsing work in the bargain. It reaches deep down into fibers, loosens dirt, and thanks to Oxidol's amazing ingredients, holds the dirt in the water. All you do is rinse your clothes once and they're sparkling clean. Yes, actually cleaner of dulling film than any leading soap with two rinses. The next wash day, discover this amazing new Oxidol in the same familiar package, the Wonder Suds. That washes clothes deep clean with just one rinse. Remember, with just one rinse, Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. And now for Ma Perkins. Well, Fay has finally told Ma all about her visit to New York with Spencer Grayson, and how, in an unfamiliar world among unfamiliar people, she wondered why she didn't fit, and began to doubt not only herself, but also Spencer, until she talked to Ma. And Ma's great tolerance and love of people restored Fay's faith, so that now we think Fay is more in touch with people, with life, and maybe with Spencer Grayson. Well, it's the next morning now as we join Ma in the kitchen a little before 7 o'clock. Just...
Hello, Ma. Can I join you?
Why, Fay, child, I thought you was upstairs asleep.
Oh, it's not even 7 o'clock.
I feel as if I'd had 14 hours sleep already. I feel wonderful, Ma.
Isn't that fine, child? Here's another cup. Here, sit down at the table with me. You want some breakfast?
No, I'll wait for Paulette. She ought to be up soon. It's only because I feel sociable.
You look real sociable in that pretty fresh house dress. Your hair in a blue ribbon. And...
this is the old Fay back again, Ma.
Yeah, it looks more like the young Fay to me. Not much older than Paulette.
Oh, Ma, that was a wonderful talk we had last night. It settled several things in my mind.
I'm glad, child. Oh, it is you did the settling.
With a few helpful hints from Ma Perkins.
I did nothing but listen, dear.
We listened so good, Ma.
Oh, nonsense.
And you listened so wisely last night that I think I got a few facts straight in my head about seeing Spencer in New York. The main fact is I realize nobody elected me to sit in judgment on my betters, or my worsers, as the case may be. Though I don't mind telling you that after thinking it over, I wouldn't be surprised if Spencer's friends I met in New York were my betters. Well, I don't mean money or position. I mean, well, they work hard, or they try hard, those people, even if their methods and their manners are different from mine. So, that settles the question of the Bigelows and the Hookers and the Cudmores.
It's a good way to feel, child. Sensible and right.
You know, Ma, I've got a sneaking suspicion that I have been a snob.
I know, Fay, dear.
You go ahead and deny it, Ma. It makes me feel better. But let's look at the facts. On the one hand, I've been complaining because the people in New York were so polite. Superficial, I thought. While on the other hand, I carried on just as much, and for the completely opposite reason, about Tom Wells.
Tom Wells?
Yes. I've been thinking of him in connection with this whole business. The way I've disliked Tom because he's been so rude.
Land, I thought your mind had been entirely on Spencer and his friends. His friends in New York, that is.
I could hardly not think of Tom after all the discussion I've been hearing about him since I got back.
Yeah, I reckon we have mentioned him a good deal.
I don't believe you realize he was practically a stranger to all of you when I left here to go to New York. I come back and find you've all become friends. Shuffle's given Tom a bicycle.
Oh, sold it to him, dear. That was supposed to be business.
Sold it to him for a dollar. After putting in about $12 worth of repairs and a week's hard work. I heard most of that story from Joseph.
You know, Shuffle.
And how about Willie? Wasn't Willie the one went around to Al's diner and arranged for Tom to keep his job there?
Yes.
And hasn't Ma Perkins herself been fluttering over Tom? Carrying him jars of chicken soup?
Oh, only once, dear. Land, ain't it natural to try to look out for any neighbor takes sick?
Why, of course, Ma. Oh, I have been a snob, though. I was put off by Tom's rudeness, just as I was put off in New York by the politeness of Spencer's friends. People are people. As you said last night, you just can't make snap decisions or condemn them because their words come out too sweet or too sour or sometimes not at all, as in Tom's case.
I can see my Faye has been looking into her heart.
And a hard little heart I found there, Ma. Scoffing at people like Spencer's friends in New York, snooting folks like Tom Wells, because I wouldn't take the trouble to understand either of them.
Now, child, there's no cause to take yourself to task like that.
Well, I've learned my lesson. Next time I run into Tom, I hope I'll be able to understand him a little better, be more sympathetic.
I'm glad, dear.
I feel sorry for Tom. I feel sorry for anyone less lucky than I am. Look at me, Ma. One, I have an adorable little girl named Paulette who needs all the love I can give her.
Yes, that surely is so.
Two, I have a wonderful mother called Ma Perkins who can give me all the love I need.
Oh, Faye.
And three, I have a handsome and considerate beau, Mr. Spencer Grayson. And time will prove whether or not we need each other. And that, I think, about covers the subject of Faye Perkins Henderson, her life and time. And we can concentrate for a welcome change on something else. On Miss Paulette Henderson, for instance. I've heard her stirring about upstairs for the last 5 minutes. She'll have my scalp if I don't go fetch her down here for breakfast.
Then I'd best get on my hat and coat and start for the lumber yard. It'll soon be time to come home for lunch.
All right, then. I'll see you later, Ma.
Yes, dear. I'll be back at noon.
You around here, Ma? Guess I'm too late. Ma? Ma Perkins?
Land, Shuffle? I was just starting out the front door. I heard you around here in the back.
I'm glad I caught you. Thought maybe the bird had flown. Now we can fly over to the lumber yard side by side in the spring sunshine.
Ah, you are feeling chipper, Sheffa. Like certain other folks this morning.
Yeah, strange things happen in the spring. They say a young man gets pretty fancy.
Oh, and it's still 2 weeks in spring, Sheffa.
Not according to Tom's landlady, Miss Foster. She says spring's just around the corner.
Oh, it is nice to look forward to things. Close the door, will you, please? Land. It's real pleasant out.
Yes, yeah, spring's on the way, no question. But you know, Ma, it's funny how folks are always trying to rush the future, rush the seasons, rush their happiness, as though the future wasn't coming soon enough anyway.
I feel satisfied to wait for what the future brings.
I thought maybe you was getting a little hint of that last night, the future, that is, for our girl Faye. Her and you was talking mighty serious when I come in.
Yeah, we did have a real good talk. Last night and this morning both.
Well, then, you got some idea how things is, Ma? How Faye's making out?
I learned once again that there's never no need for us to worry about Faye, Shuffle dear. She has a heart bigger than all of us. A heart big enough to understand her own mistakes, if ever she makes them.
That ain't no news to me, Ma. Faye is my ideal of what any young woman should be, aside from the fact that she's your daughter. But I was wondering how it is with her and Spencer Grayson.
I don't know, Shuffle dear. I don't know about Faye and Spencer.
Oh? Then she didn't talk about him and her?
Yes. Yes, she talked. Only it's Faye herself don't quite know how things stand.
They didn't split up or nothing?
Oh, no, indeed. It's my impression that Faye's maybe more fond of Spencer Grayson than ever before.
But that's fine, then. That's fine. Unless you think he's quit being fond of her. So how in the world that could happen?
No, I believe there ain't no change in Spencer's feelings, neither.
Well, then, what's holding up the works? I mean to say...
Young folks have a lot to learn about each other, Shuffle. Not just in themselves and what they're like, but they're friends. And they're different ways of living.
You mean the city's one thing and the country's another. And the two of them don't mix good, or didn't mix good.
If you was to ask me, Shuffle, I would say city's one thing and country's the same. There ain't no difference between folks. Not more than right on the surface, and that don't count anyways. My Faye is finding that out. My Faye is going to make a wise choice.
But which way is she going to choose, Ma? For or against Spencer Grayson?
Well, as for that, I don't know what's going to happen. But whatever happens, we can trust Faye to choose right.
Folks, hurry. Ma Perkins' special flower seed offer goes off the air today. Orders must be postmarked no later than Sunday midnight. So send for your supply of Ma Perkins' favorite seeds today. If you act now, you can get 8 packages of Ma Perkins' famous flower seeds worth 90 cents for only 10 cents and 1 Oxidol box top. Now think of it. A 90-cent flower seed value for only 10 cents and 1 Oxidol box top. The 8 varieties include mixed petunias, giant mixed cosmos and harmony marigold, and dwarf hybrid dahlias, sweet alyssum, giant zinnias, Shirley mixed poppies, and mixed bachelor buttons. Yes, enough seeds for a whole flower garden. All for only 10 cents and 1 Oxidol box top. But you'll have to hurry. Your order must be postmarked not later than Sunday midnight. Just send 10 cents and 1 Oxidol box top with your name and address to Ma Perkins, Cincinnati 1, Ohio. I'll repeat, just send 10 cents and 1 Oxidol box top with your name and address to Ma Perkins, Cincinnati 1, Ohio. Whatever happens, our Faye will choose right. And that's what Ma believes. And that's what we all hope. For Faye's happiness with the right man. But is it Spencer Grayson? Well, Faye gives her own answer to that question on Monday. But now this is Charlie Warren inviting you to listen again Monday, same time, same station, to Oxidol's own Ma Perkins with Virginia Payne. Also appearing were Charles Eggleston and Joan Tompkins. For a wash that's sparkling clean with less rinsing work, use new deep cleaning Oxidol. With just one rinse, Oxidol is deep cleaning, deep cleaning, deep cleaning.